And you are now tuned in to WKYA Presents Speak On It. And our topic today, well, our general topic today is going to be living as a purpose. But of course, we're going to spawn out to different subtopics. But of course, as usual and ever so pleasantly, I am joined by the one and only Perfect Peace and one half or the other half of the Closet Junkies, my brother Mike Brash. What's going on, people?
Ladies first. Where you at, B? Anyway,
is she there?
Anyway. I don't think so. Gotta get it back on the line. Michael Brass in the house, y'all. How y'all doing? One third of the Hemlays from way back in them days. 189th of Heat Mob, I guess. Depending on how many people you associate. That's a C in the house.
All right. Just to let y'all know, if y'all want to join the conversation, you could do so by dialing 515-605-9807. Or you could check us out, anchor.fm/WKYA Radio, blogtalkradio.com/world-famous-WKYA. Again, that number is 515-605-9807.
Ain't it a Facebook chat or some shit?
Yes, we also have we got a chat and we got a Facebook chat. You can hit us up on Facebook, World Famous WKYA as well. You can hit DM us on our Instagram pages, WKYA Radio as well. I mean, we all across the globe, you know what I mean? I think I just figured out what our issue is. Let me see if I can get Miss Peace back on the line here. We're going to,
I done threw three picks, man. I'm sick.
Six, seven, eight, six, eight, seven, seven, two, four.
All right. Okay. So we're going to... That was kind of a hiccup. But y'all know how that goes around WKYA, man. We known for having hiccups, but we always have a dope show, so don't sleep.
There we are here. In the meantime, if you haven't and you better, get your ass over to the world famous closetjunkies.com. Check out some of the new drops and check us out on the gram. Facebook, all that good stuff. See what you like, get what you want, because your show do need it.
Thanks. So we finally got Miss Peace on the line. How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm good, and you?
What's going on, girl?
I'm aesthetic all over here, you know what I'm saying?
You can hear me good? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
So, topic today is... One, are you living out your purpose? Or I guess, do you know what your purpose is, and are you living out your purpose or your calling?
Well, I think, you know, I'll start the conversation off. I think sometimes in life, we think of life as one big purpose that you got to have a purpose. But I think depending on the moment, there's seasons. And so each season thing, when your life changes, especially when there's major changes, your purpose will change. But you have to have an understanding basically what your ultimate foundation, I mean, not foundation, but goal is. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know that I know you can say by 50 I want to have XYZ. Well, to get there, it's not going to be just one purpose. It's going to be multiple purposes that makes up the bigger picture in the bigger purpose.
Facts. That's true.
And I think sometimes we're hard on ourselves because we think of purpose as a long marathon. You know, I mean, a long sprint, but it's not. It's a marathon. It's purposes building on top of purposes, accomplishments building on top of accomplishments so that you can reach your goal. And whatever purpose that is and your end purposes, it should serve.
Okay. Brass, you got something to respond to that?
I was hoping she wouldn't go that direction so that I could, but it still gives me space to at least play the devil's advocate on the there is no purpose people out there. Because while I tend to not agree with them, you know, you can't agree that you have no purpose in life. Valid points do come up in that argument. You know what I mean? So in the sake of addressing that, just so that people don't think that we one-sided them and all roses and butterflies and shit, what is the purpose of having a purpose? And what should give you purpose? Should it be your own pleasures? Should it be some type of moral choice or thought of piety or something like that and helping people? Or is it just to be greedy and capitalize on whatever you can get to get out of people? You know what I mean? Because people can see that as their purpose.
Yeah, but then you may have multiple purposes.
Get what I want by any means, you know?
Yeah, but then that may be just, there's multiple purposes. Like there's a family purpose. There's purpose in what you want in a career, what you want to do in living. It's purpose on where, and we're saying purpose, but it's really it's aspirations and goals. Your purpose is to live, you know, and have the best life possible, if we think about it in that way. You know, that's your purpose. But how do you do that? You do that by achieving the things that you set out for yourself and that you want for yourself. Those things that gives you life should be given. It should be your driving force, because regardless of what your purpose is, if your ultimate goal is not to live your best life, then what's the point of doing what you're doing?
That's facts. I mean, that's a point, yeah. But then one could also argue: are people living their purpose or are they disillusioned in what their purpose is? Like, somebody can say, oh, I love fashion, so they're working in retail. Working in retail doesn't necessarily mean you like fashion. Now, granted, you may be around it, but does that necessarily mean that you love it? Or is it you're just working as a means to an end, and it just happens to be in this area? Like, if you really, okay, let's feel like this. If you're a person who wants to be a DJ, and that's what you know you're going to be, that's what you know you want to be for the rest of your life, what are the steps you would take or the procedure it would call upon to become a DJ?
So are those goals or purposes?
What I'm saying, that's my question.
Those are goals.
Okay, but if a person is, let's say a person achieves each of those goals, is that in line with that person living their purpose?
It possibly could be. Their purpose is to be, if they're saying that their career purpose is to be a world-famous DJ, every goal they're setting is for that purpose. So if
then,
they decide
they
to be an intern in a DJ booth, they are. They're just not there yet. And so living your purpose doesn't mean that you've achieved something. Living your purpose means that you're doing the things to get to where you want to be.
Let's address this. Who determines or what determines your purpose?
That's you and what your happiness is and what you want. That's on you. Nobody else can give you a purpose other than, I can't say, speak for parents. Parents will say, my purpose. A lot of parents will say, my purpose is my children. If that's your point, it's your purpose, but what does that mean? That means taking care of my kids, giving them the best life possible. That is a purpose for someone.
I mean, I can understand that, too. That's true.
People are disillusioned by what society say a purpose is and what you should have and a goal. You know, people want to be internet famous. Is that really a purpose or is that a goal? That's a goal.
I mean, it is. But then, okay, that's the goal. Then what is the purpose for being internet famous? Are you doing it because you have a mission you want to accomplish? You have a nonprofit or some type of something that you want to achieve? Or like Mike said, is it just because you want notoriety and you want money and fame?
It could be eccentric. It could be an eccentric type of motivation, internal type of motivation that they want to be famous, that they feel that if they are internet famous and that's their purpose to become internet famous, could be for self-achievement. It could be that they're lonely in their life and they feel that this will make them make them like life better. That could be their purpose. It's not even a wrong or right in that. It's what people think and deem to be their purpose. It is what you do to achieve that purpose, and your own reasoning is going to be your reasoning.
True.
I mean,
let's drill it down.
You got murdered to have purpose.
Let's drill it down a little bit. like Closet Junkie, the entity, the retail entity. It does have a purpose. It's not just to sell garments, but it's actually to convey our culture through artistic expression and representation, right?
Right, right.
And with that, the all the positives that come along with culture sharing, peacefulness, fellowship, all that kind of good stuff. Then you can get into purposes of why the hell you start this up, Steph. That's a whole long story. We'll get into that, whatever. What's my purpose here? Because whatever I was doing at the time wasn't working the way I wanted it to, but my man still got something that I was very, very intrigued with, let alone thought that I might be able to contribute to, and that's my fam. So why not do that? That would be my purpose to be here. I don't know. Maybe our purposes are dialed into more of the present or the short term and shit, unless we retrospect over what our purpose was in the situation. You know what I mean?
I can feel that.
Well, it is now 7:12, moving on to 15 after, and you know what time it is, people. It is time for our... So, for y'all that don't know, Brittany Griner was released and is coming home. But there are questions.
She is home. She's
well,
home.
Yeah, okay. She's home, but there are questions as to how it happened. Like, it's been said that we don't negotiate with terrorists, which we basically did to get her home.
Yep.
Now, my question is, does this, one, change the faith? Does this change how the world community is going to look at America, considering what we did to get one of our own home? And
I'm
two,
thinking it's going to change more of the... Go ahead.
No, answer that. You got to answer. Go ahead.
I think that's more for us. That was more for, not us, but more for Americans to think that even, and this is the altruistic view of this, even though she is trans, no, not transgender, but LGBTQ, black, all that kind of stuff, we would trade this heinous son of a gun because some bitch that they traded for is a real, he's fucking from a... Mission Impossible movie type of dude, man. He's some bad shit. But they traded him for her thinking that, you know, maybe it would change the culture of America to say we all Americans on some shit. At least that would probably be the public thing, you know?
And there's a flip side to that, too, because if you are on social media, people were complaining, oh, y'all trade, if this was a white person or, you know, something like that, y'all trade anybody for him, you'll be negotiating right now.
Here's the deal. It was supposed to be her and another dude, white dude, that's over there. He's been there way longer than her, but he's over there for some wild shit. The Russians was like, yeah, you either get her or nobody.
I think,
so
personally...
They can't say that, because they would have been traded there.
Right, that's what I said. I think that, you know, they did what they needed to do for a political move. Everything that is done in Washington is not done without a calculated move. We already know that. This goes back to what I said last Sunday. We already know some of the shit that we already know. Their reasoning is what we don't know, and we can hypothesize all we want. The fact is that homegirl is home, period. You know,
I have to give, I mean, all thanks that they were able, that she was able to come home safely. And we don't know what she's went through, you know? What does safe in, home safe mean? We don't know what her mental is going to be. That's what we should be focused on, because all the other stuff, we can speculate all we want to. We'll never know.
That's true. True indeed. That's the other thing about us traveling over there in particular. I got some relatives that all traveled over there. I think it was around the time they had the Winter Olympics over there in Sochi. Pretty affluent people, pretty decent people. You know, they travel quite a bit. Went over there. Two of them ended up getting detained for a long ass time on some nothingness. These ain't people. They didn't have nothing. You know what I mean? So it was just absolutely crazy. But that's how Russia get down, I guess.
You know, it's so weird because growing up, I've always wanted to go to Russia, because if you look at the pictures of it, it's so pretty. Like the Kremlin area is so pretty. But it's so dangerous for black people to travel over in that region to me. There's so many reasons why, but then you find a lot of black people in that area that go, you know, close to those areas, and they're fine. It's just this fear. And I don't know if that's a true fear or something that media has produced for us.
Probably.
Because Brittany has been gone. She was going over there for a while. Did she, I mean, think about it. She was going over there for a while. Did she really have this vape pen? And did she really just forget? If that is, these were just the natural causes of what was going to happen if she got caught. Mm-hmm. Or whether she's been traveling with it for years and they needed to negotiate, something to negotiate with this political thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. We'll never know. But, I mean, does that condemn the whole country? Or are we condemning the president? Trump doesn't make America.
That is true. That is true. Well, y'all, if y'all want to chime in, y'all can do so by dialing 515-605-9807. Or you can join the chat at blogtalkradio.com/theworldfamousWKYA. You were about to say something, Mike?
No, I was just going to say neither does Biden, you know, not the guy in the office.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we got a new thing. Huh?
I said, I know I might sound hokey, but, you know.
Well, we got one more segment to introduce before we hit a new music track of the show. And this segment is called... And as usual, your man Kanye is at it again. I don't even know how to address this shit right now, because I can't believe I heard it, but it has been reported that Kanye West called Dave Chappelle a hack.
A hack?
I don't know if y'all heard this. Kanye West went on air.
Like you biting rounds or something. To a rapper.
Dave Chappelle. The new generation king comedy. Let's not forget about that. Called Dave Chappelle. Mind you, he's been on the Dave Chappelle show earlier in his career when he was with Common. What was it? Common. What's my man's name? Consequence. Was it Good Music?
Yeah. Remember
and
that.
So I'm kind of thrown back as to how where this came from, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? So please, if anybody can tell me, what's this man thinking? Like, what's his MO? What's his end game? Because I need to know. I got to know. Anybody, please, fill me in.
Kanye, again, that's another topic. It's kind of like this. Wherever his end game is, there's something mentally going on with him. And whatever, again, going back to purpose, his purpose is, I think it's a flip-flop. I don't think he necessarily have a purpose. I think he's looking for something that's going to fulfill whatever is missing for him, because he's all over the place. He's all over the place. Next week he's going to be crying, asking the black community to forgive him. Like, what do you do with that but other than to sit back and watch the damn crazy show? And I'm sorry to say it like that, but that's what all you can do is sit back and watch him, because he's all over the place.
I don't even know what to say, because I'm still kind of torn. Like, I miss the Kanye from late graduation, late registration, college dropout. I miss them days, and I know he's still in there. I know he's still in there, but it's like in a Marvel movie when your favorite hero gets taken over by an evil entity, and you got to fight to get him out. Like, I know you're in there. If you can hear me, please come out.
Hey, I was just the other day thinking to myself, damn, that I miss the old Kanye shit. Did not age well at all, because we definitely. Hell, we missed the old Kanye from just a couple of years ago. Hell, but the rest of it. And you ain't got to go back to graduation for me. You can go back just a couple of years. You go back to the Kardashian Kanye, and I'm kind of okay. A little bit better than now. But with that, we got two choices. Either he is absolutely batshit crazy, or he's that smart that he knows how to play this thing, right? Which is even scarier. The talk of Hitler, right? I used to fuck with people
right.
because there's some quotes out there, some direct quotes from Hitler that you wouldn't think he would say. And it's real, where he was like, nah, fuck the French people. We should go help the Africans. He named off the African nations, all that kind of stuff. And you're saying to yourself, Hitler said that? Yeah, Hitler said that. Sorry. That's how that worked like that. But I don't know if he's influenced by that type of shit and just still watching too much of the internet, or if he really is bad shit crazy and the influence
of the internet. People take that out of context because Hitler did say that. But Hitler also said just join the African people because he also thought that it was a weaker nation. So, like, people need to go back and read, like, literally go back and look at the history of it instead of pulling stuff out of context. And whether Kanye is crazy or not, Kanye is not displaying any different behavior than we've seen these stories about. What's his name? We've seen the different stories that they've had of past musicians. We've seen the Jimi Hendrix story. Jimi Hendrix was crazy. Yeah, people with money, when they go crazy and they snap, and I don't know crazy is the word, but when money and power becomes the core of who they are, and they kind of just, I don't know, I can't say, I don't know what the right term would be, what happens to their mind. But we've seen this throughout history with people with money. We are seeing this with Elon Musk. People who feel like who gets to the top where they feel that they're so high up that they can't be touched. And Kanye believes himself to be all being. That's why he thought he can create a church. Like, this is crazy stuff. And we sit back and watch it and laugh at it. But these are the people who are shaping what we see and how we interpret it, because we're not even giving pushback on it. We're not even recognizing it for what it is. We just sit back calling it crazy. But Elon Musk has taken his crazy to where it's giving him power.
Take power. Take a real-life story for it. The owner of the cybersecurity company McAfee, that I believe was recently found dead somewhere in South America.
They were looking for him, though. Yeah, but they were looking for him. They got a scandal thing going on Netflix about him, and he's wanted. He was wanted.
Money don't mean nothing when you get to that particular point. Like you said, it can go haywire for you.
And we've all experienced it. I'm sorry. Everybody has experienced it. If you've ever had a lump sum of money, whether it's $1,000 to $10,000 or more, something happens in you. I don't care who it is, whether it's you want to give it all away or you want to spend it or you want to floss for however long you got that money. Something is like a chemical change in your body that gives you a different feel about waking up in the morning. Oh, I got money in the bank. You know, I ain't got to worry about this. And there are certain people, it become addictive to them.
Mm-hmm. Imagine getting to the point where you got enough money. And you're comfortable, and you know you're going to be comfortable for her and your grandkids, too, but you're thinking, more. But they can take it all away, so I got to get to another level now.
And see, with Kanye, this is what I would think. You know, okay, Kanye growing up, his mom told him he could be whatever he wanted to be. She knew her son had something. She supported him. And he's like, when I get money, when I get this, when I get wherever I want, you know, where I want to be. And then he gets there. Then he starts dating these women. That, of course, crushing, you know, they're telling him all of these things. And you get Kim, which I already think that they are mentally messing with these black men, that they're men, period. I think they'd be brainwashing them. or feeding them something. But all of this stuff and this fame and dealing with the fame and dealing with the different people, and all of a sudden you realize that you're in a spot that you can name your own price and get what you want. You go crazy. There's a little crazy in there if you become addicted to it.
Start pushing boundaries further and further.
Well, it's about time for our first break. It's going on 7:25. Y'all now tuned in to WKYA Radio. It's your man, Stash Madison, joined by Perfect Peace, one half of the Cloud of Junkies, Mike Brass. And, of course, this show, as always, is brought to you by a black business. And our business today is Willow LXD. For all your education needs online, education platforms, classroom building, you can go check out willowlxd.com. That is willowlxd.com. And when we come back, I'm going to have a little surprise for y'all that y'all didn't even know we had. But I got to go pay some bills. So holler at your boy. Y'all sit back, twist one, sip one, do whatever y'all do, and we will return.
Sacred is now getting faceless. Fake tits and fake lips, colon braces, memory erases from the slave ship. My princess, I used to spot her from a distance, holding my infant, burning incense. The moment intent for her to step into my white tent. Now we step in precincts for your ebony prince. The smell of frankincense, once treated like a pharaoh with royal apparel, anointed with myrrh and aloes. We used to wallow amongst the mallows. We had herd sheep and cattle, now we battle. Used to pass over brooks of Kidron, the towers of Lebanon, the pool of Geshron. We used to sing songs upon Mount Hebron. How's gold turned to bronze? How was gold turned to bronze? We was the wisest and the richest, now we turn to snitches. Women turn to bitches in the time of harvest. We was the smartest, worship wisdom like the goddess. Now we act retarded, we must suck the wisdom of the fathers. We used to have a thousand flagons of wine in Palestine, now we drink Valentine and rage up in the violent mind. We used to have 100 measures of oil, 80 measures of wheat and barley. We lived golly, listening to Bob Marley before the devils robbed me, chasing us through the African safari. From then to now, what goes up must come down, what goes down comes back around again. Where it all began. Now, what goes up, what comes down, what goes down, comes back around again. Where it all began, 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 began. Singing a holy anthem, lamping with all my handsome grandsons. Hair long as Samson, inside my gold mansion. They used to wear purple Pampers, but now we Black Panthers. Some are actors and dancers. It's funny how the dollar bill had my teeth holler for mill. Mother swallow a pill, rose seems hollow but still. Grab a bottle of the hill, it's like the hoops Seven Seal over Brownville. What's the difference between the ghetto with death row? I'm trapped up with klepto with the tech blow. I'm left with death blow, where the cries echo and echo and echo and echo. From the Crystal City, they're giddy. Children used to roll on lilies, now they roll up fillies. But the pyramids of the Cheops is my weak spot. Sometimes I eavesdrop in the Book of Enoch. We went from studying epistles of Paul beneath a waterfall, rubbing crystal balls. But now we spray paint our initials on the wall, on the wall. Spray paint our initials on the wall. Then to picture now. What goes up must come down. What goes down comes back around again. When it all began. What goes up must come down. What comes down comes back around again. When it all began.
Piece and it's willowlxd.com. When I say they are the top in online learning curriculum and platforms, we just happen to have the CEO and owner of WillowXD, Perfect Peace herself. So I'm going to let her give us a little insight on her purpose for creating this company and building this platform. So,
thank you.
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce you correctly. The one and only Miss Perfect Peace.
Thank you. Well, as you know, you guys, I'm Perfect Peace. Perfect Peace is my brand, the personal side of my brand. Will LXD is my professional side. And when I say professional, this is when I get into the corporate side of things. And what we do is that we develop curriculum. We design a learning design experience, a learning experience design. So what that means is we encompass everything. We talk about how people think, the way that they want to learn, making it adaptable to the ways that they want to learn, creating engaging content that include gamification, all the bells and whistles of the technology, innovative technologies that we can include that is going to make it an impactful experience, learning experience. And this could be from K-12, for higher education, and for corporate America. We also develop training for that. We've been doing this, my team and I, we have over 30 years experience, with myself having at least 15 plus with doing this. And it was my dream. It's been my dream. I've been doing it for over, like I said, 15 years, and it was a dream. I've been working for other people doing this, and I decided to step out on faith and make it happen. So right now we're looking for people who are, if you own a company and you think you need training for your people in customer service, we can actually build out customer service trainings for you, individually customized for you and your team. Look us up at willowlxd.com, or you can reach out to us at 980-352-0720.
Now, give them that phone number one more again, because you know niggas is not known for writing shit down.
980-352-0720.
And just in case you motherfuckers missed it, we're going to put the same information on our Facebook page. So for all you niggas that don't like to write shit down or make excuses, I didn't know it. Nah, nigga, you ain't no fucking excuse, because it's going to be right there in your face. Whenever you go, if you can follow that ass on Facebook and Instagram, you can follow this link. You know, so what? You know what I'm saying? Because it's about education. And some of you niggas out there need education, because I've seen some of y'all posts. Y'all motherfuckers can't spell simple words.
I'm going to put it on y'all like this. Put it on y'all like this. As a former educator at tops the high school level, but I did a lot of programs, things like that, and a former corporate trainer who works in the IT field, I'm going to tell you, even if you're running a liquor store or a clothing store or whatever the hell you're doing, if you got that training for them people that come in, you ain't got to walk people around and show them the ropes and all that kind of goofy shit. Had this shit made for you. So when you have a new hire, you sit them down. They go through the things that they need to do. They test that up so you know they know it. Boom, you're good.
That's right. And we call that an onboarding process. You know, a lot of people don't think that that's needed, but it will cut out a lot of the confusion if you onboard people right, if you give them the tools they need in order to do the job correctly and continue that training through their time with the company. We also, just to, you know, add in, if you have an idea of a course that you want to create, like if you're a great finance person and you have a lot of advice to give and you want to help others, we can help you build that content to create a course that you can actually, you know, charge for. You know, so we do this for any topic that you want. We are here to help you create it. You're you become the subject matter expert, and we take what you give us and we create a learning experience from that.
I'll take it a step further with all of the YouTube content that comes along with tutorials and things, and people that know how to do things but might not necessarily be educated in teaching. Like when I first got into IT fields and things like that, boy, I could have used you back in. But, and this was a long time ago, but just getting into that field and being able to disseminate information, you would not have to do that. You would have a platform that could do that for you. If you were just disseminating through your own channels, then you would have a curriculum that you could do without having to think about coming up with all that from expert assistance.
And I always say this to especially black small business owners. One of the things that we always get a point or get dinged on is customer service. You know, and I always offer my expertise and training and how to train people on giving good customer service. And that a lot of times our business, we miss out on opportunities because we don't know how to deal with difficult customers. We don't know how to deal with refunds or return a product properly, or even customers who have just basic questions and how to approach that from the tone in your voice to making sure that you have follow-up, making sure that you have concern and empathy within your conversation. All of that is part of it, and also how that affects you financially. You know, you see growth when you have better customer service. Not only if you have a great product, but if you have great customer service, That's a winning combination for return customers.
That type of thing could change the culture for your whole company.
Well, that deserves a So for all you people out there who are looking for educational resources, black-owned, operated educational resources, you heard it here first. Go to willowlxd.com, willowlxd.com. Now, please, y'all want to like posts and like pictures and retweet and all that shit? That's cool. Support a black business. Go out there. Put your kids online if you ain't got them in school. And if you do got them in school, put them online for tutoring. Do whatever you can do to extend and experience a true educational resource built for our culture. And with that being said, let me think about the track I want to go into before we finish our conversation. Let me think. I don't know. Let me see. And I was supposed to be getting some new music, but I ain't going to say nothing out loud. I'm not going to call out no names, but anyway.
Man, come on, man. We just recorded that last night, bro.
So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and you know what? I'm not even going to preface this. I'm just going to drop this on y'all. And y'all know what's going to come. WKY in the building. It's your boy, Stash Madison. 515-605-9807. Holler at your boy.
Keep it moving.
Who got bombs? We got bombs. You ain't never seen no crew like mine. Even if you live two lifetimes, we don't give a fuck who might shine. Whether you're signed or unsigned.
Back again on the microphone is a spectacular Midwest fanatic with the sporadic hip-hop theocratic, still a big acrobatic with no feedback or static. I dig work and mix down magic, man, my style is so tragic. You gotta call Red Cross and Blue Shield, cause I ensure that your entire crew's killed when the deadly vocabulary spills. In your shit deck, you need up the floor like alien blood. Stepped in the mic booth after inhaling some bud and blessed this black funkular track. One love to Tom Gap, burn his whole set down like backtrack. Throwback, we get respect when we catch wreck. Bobbing weeds through the cones, I rip the meat off the instrumental and toss off the bone.
Hunting. You can kill a million with me, sister Hunting. Snuff it, crush it, sniff it, bag it, hump it, love it, hate it. Lust it till you get enough of it, okay, don't touch it. Rub it till you scuff it, it's a pharmaceuticals are suitable to be sold over the counter or to be robotic for the pounder. The government seized control when they ground us, but they scientists never found what the compound was. So crack a Philly, sprinkle up and then drown it with formaldehyde, advising to get the red out your eye. You're driving while under the influence, it's now DWI. Buckle up, it's about to be a wild ride.
Hey yo, sit back, relax and listen to the funk. Let the bass ride heavy in the trunk, steady baby, get it beats what they want. He's rather petty when we battle and he chumps. Master Slender to the rest of these mics. Drag the hammer, Valentine, wrestling mics. Yes, he's ready to bust like pressure on pipe. Certified mic, record for life. My murder rhymes best served on ice. Sorry kid, that's the end of your life. You'll be done by the end of your hype. It's time for a real crew to shine. Simply put, he garbage, simply defined. Guaranteed, authentic, yes, one of a kind.
Who got rhymes? We got rhymes. You ain't never seen no crew like mine. We don't give a who might shine, whether you're signed or unsigned. Who got rhymes? We got rhymes. You ain't ever seen no crew like mine. Even if you live two lifetimes, we don't give a who might shine, whether you're signed or unsigned.
Whoa, here's that dude again. Black funkula from the coffin in the mood to get in. I begin with a bend, send the heat mop, that's a trend. For these sad men, we laugh in, but few can comprehend to get in a grin. It's so evident you're telling it, cause it's prevalent. It's cool, but I want you telling it and yelling it to all. How we crush mics and call out your whole crew, your venue for garbage haul. As we install a new standard for holding down a whole town with respect like I'm Jim Brown. And break ground with the soul pro black sound. It's grown now for the creme de la creme.
Your band big tie, do his thing every time with that witty commentary, intellectual lines, the extra special design off the most high brand. General with my heat mob camp, listen up, and we making moves and leaps and bounds through sights and sounds. We up with us, you not touching the ground, so take a deep breath, jump in, get your feet wet. You are now rocking with the Soul Project up late night, writing in my drawers and tank tops. When it comes, rolling seas can't stop. So my 9 to 5 is my legal or illegal. This time we got to get it, people, so get it, people.
Who got rhymes? We got rhymes. You ain't ever seen a crew like mine. Even if you live two lifetimes, we don't give a fuck who might shine. Whether you're signed or unsigned. Who got rhymes? We got rhymes. You ain't ever seen a crew like mine.
Running wild on competition with intention to smash your defense. Keep a steady arm like Jamaicans when they're cheaping, and won't clear the set till they barely breathing. Raised in Southside but born in Cleveland. Some mean city streets done raised the heathen. Beat dimes and rhymes is all that I believe in. Trick it happy with a mic, please keep your hands reaching. Like Peyton Manning to Harrison when receiving, or your preacher dropping gems out of books of Ephesians. Atlanta keeps the blade for the slay and the ball treating. So metal sharpens metal till the mic just bleed. Yo, I wake up, get high, eat, then go back to sleep, then wake up, get high, eat, and then I up with the beat. Give me your Triton, watch how quick I can freak one. Then I hit the mic booth at the same moment the beat's done. I got so much flavor, y'all can taste that shit. I ain't gotta punch in first take, I lace my shit. I'm a veteran, I've been rapping this fucking for years. I smoke blunts and drink beers like Norma from Cheers. So, trying to go there and get...
Everybody, get back in Kansas City out the pitch black with that, what you know good. Man, we got dimes in the hood, I ain't talking about the lime in your wood.
We got barbershops and fast stops, moms and pops, record spots, digging for beats that's hot. I remember when we used to cruise the Soul Park Circle. Now I only cruise the cast that's in my circle. Watch the block, cause what you don't know might hurt you. If you whack, get that ass in before
KC, it's my town.
You need these streets, got them, must be in the middle, so we get the flavor from every direction. Town full of hustlers, nationwide, very Canadian. We done stepped it up. Used to just be famous for jazz and barbecue.
All right. We are back in the building. We're going to let that play in the background because what we're going to go into next kind of ties into it. So as we started up the show, we was talking about fulfilling purpose and all that. So for y'all that don't know, the past two tracks that I played feature yours truly, not yours truly, but your boy Mike Brass. I'm going to put him on blast. That's what I do.
Yes, you are.
So, Mr. Brass, being that you are one of the pillars of hip-hop in Kansas City, in Missouri, in the Midwest, like, explain to me how you evolved from that to what you're doing now. Like, Does that all tie into your purpose, your calling? I mean, how did the evolution come to be?
I guess that does kind of play into what I'm doing right now. Right now, I'm working with a young cat by the name of Jay Welch, who is doing a couple of different products. He got his hands in a few different things, and I appreciate that. But it lets me kind of live vicariously. And actually, my son is about to start working with us too, so they're doing a few different things. But I was told by my man DJ Cut, who was doing this podcast over there, I got to get the name of it, just make sure I give him a shout. But to quote him, leave empty, you know what I'm saying? Give everything you got back to where you came from, just like people did to you. So all the game, all the connections, all the information and knowledge that I got that might be able to lead this young cat forward and anybody else young like that forward, I guess that's why I still do it. And this little knucklehead actually got me yesterday. I heard a track. I was like, yeah, that's pretty nice. He was like, yeah, well, my buddy, who turns out is a good friend of mine's son, when I met him, I went and picked them both up from little homie Jay Russell's house. Little dude gets in the car, and I gave him the dab, Sam. And he just does it like, oh, man, what did I just do? He didn't even know he could do it. Like,
hold on.
Where do I remember that stuff?
Are we talking about the
corner,
goddamn?
I know your daddy. Yeah. I know your daddy, bro. Calm down.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? And this pops is locked up right now, but we went to grade school together, you know what I mean? So I got to look out for this little fella. But he was like, yeah, little fella ain't going to come back and put his verse on here. Get on it, bruh. Get your verse on there, bruh. Come on, bruh. I'm like, hey, I got a verse for you. Whatever. It turned out that the verse and the hook that I had for him matched up with the track, matched up with his verse, and we hadn't even talked about it. So it wasn't too bad. And then we ended up stealing our own Jay Lee cut to put in the cuts on it. I'm going to let you hear that later, but. Other than that, man, like I said, that purpose and purpose for the actions that you make, I guess I would say, would be giving back what I was given when cats would come to me and say, hey, this is how you do this or this, that, the other. You know what I mean?
Facts. Got to give it back. Got to pay it forward. That's one of the things I think we built Closet Junkies on was paying forward what we were able to build off of. You know what I mean? Like, giving respects to the creators, to the founders, and to the forefathers of the culture that we have been blessed to live through, live off of, live on, live in. I mean, like, I personally can tell you my purpose is to spread hip-hop. Like, that's my religion, that's my culture, that's my belief, that's who I am, you know what I'm saying? So every day, I see it as my job to educate and spread knowledge through that by any means necessary. So, I mean, I definitely feel like I am living my purpose because, like you said, you know, we're using our means, our medium, our platform to connect generations, to spread the culture, to educate, to inform. And not a lot of people are doing that. They're doing it to make money. They're doing it to get likes, to get whatever. And I'm going to say this, and it's probably going to get me in trouble. And one of my homeboys has said it to me before. If I had a way to do what I'm doing now and not necessarily charge for it, I would. Like, if I could give away T-shirts, I would. But I got to pay bills. I got to make money. I mean, I got children to feed, as with everybody else. But I say
you know,
that to say...
We'll wrap on this later. There's a company, a water bottle company, that gives away bottles of water. They just give them away. People be freaked out like, I don't want your water with. No, this water comes from this pristine place. Blah, blah, blah. It's triple filtered. Then it's a good water. Why are you giving it to me? Because there's an ad on the bottle. Well, no, thank you. It's okay. The company already paid us for this water. We already made money off of it. You ain't got to take the bottle. You looked at it. It was the most grandiose idea of a cat, man. If you want to give away T-shirts, you might have to start thinking like that.
Well, hey, just to keep y'all on the up and up, we are planning first pop shop tour or college tour, whatever you want to call it, where we're going to be hitting up different locations, giving away free merch, free items, you know, just kind of introducing y'all to who we are, but at the same time, we're going to be spreading knowledge, spreading love, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all be looking out, stay tuned in. I mean, y'all can follow us anywhere. We are literally everywhere on the web. What the fuck is that? What you got going on over there, bro?
I got nothing going on.
No, that was my background. I had to take it out. Sorry.
I'm about to say, it sounds like you're climbing up a mountain. So as we were talking, since we're going to get back on this purpose talk, so now with what you're doing, what is, do you think your purpose has changed any with the new projects that you're taking on, or has your purpose gain more of a different meaning, so to speak?
It's kind of taken on a different meaning, for real, because initially
it was to push forth the collective that I belong to. And since that's not really a thing, I'm going to be honest with it, since that's not really a thing right now, and those individuals are self-sufficient in their own right, then I got the ability to do it somewhere else. A lot of cats will want to have their own, you know what I'm saying, take it on and do their own thing. That's not quite me, but leaning into somebody else's dream, or not dream, but scheme, I guess I'd say, and plan is cool because I actually can see promise in the plan. I'm not just jumping in to say I'm jumping in, and you know, it's not like I'm seeking disappointment because the work ethic from young man is there, the communication is there, the positivity as far as the message that he's trying to put out and why he's doing it's there, and he's a good father. He's actually a single father at that, so, you know, good stuff like that.
So, I mean, if you were on the outside looking in, how would you describe what Closet Junkies is and what it does for the culture?
Like I said before, man, Closet Junkies is attempting to connect generations to communicate this positive culture that we've developed called hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people might not consider it to be that type of positive situation because so many rappers get killed because of some of the messages that are in them. That's an unfortunate result of the environment that we were in, you know what I mean? But a lot of the messaging that comes out of that, as negative as it may sound to people from the outside looking in, it's really more cautionary tales than anything, you know what I mean? So we here at the Closet Junkies attempt to bring our culture to the forefront of media and all that kind of good shit like it is and should be, while still bringing that genuine vibe of where it came from. You want to love hip-hop, party, have fun, that type of thing. I know I ain't quoted right. Dude.
Can I interject and kind of put my two cents in now? I think for me, I think with Closet Junkies, you're trying to hold a piece of what the real culture should be, which is about family. And you're trying to bring the old in with the new and maintain that generation of we're family, we want to make good music, we want to make sure we're uplifting the culture. And unfortunately, over time, we've lost that in our field that people are just not focused on that. So I think with the Closet Junkies, you kind of tie that back in as like we are family. You know, I'm here to help in everything you do from designing someone's logos or creating customized designs. I know that your heart go into it and you put your truth in it. And all you ask is for people to do the same. And I think that's important, like we've been saying, to the culture to bring it back to what it used to be. And it was about family. It was about supporting and encouraging others to be themselves.
Well, I mean, I really don't know where else to put it besides that. Y'all just summed it up best for me. So with that being said, let's go into another track. All right, here we go. One of my favorite tracks.
You never know this guy.
Anyways, WKY in the building, your boy Stash Master, Big Preem, world famous Closet Junkies. We'll be right back, y'all. Y'all stay tuned in. Alright, peoples, as with everything in life, all good things must come to an end. And I'm sorry to say, that is going to be the end of our show. I just want to thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all can tune in every Sunday, 7 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. We may be switching platforms. I'll let you know. Working on some new stuff in the background. But until then, y'all stay tuned in. If y'all want to check us out and download, y'all can go over to anchor.fm/WKYA Radio. Check us out on Spotify, exclusively on Spotify. Y'all can even subscribe to us on Spotify. I'm not going to tell you how much, because if you can't afford it, then that's your fault. But anyway, that being said, do y'all have anything y'all want to say before we get out of here, people?
Man, you can check this man out on Mook in the morning every morning.
Definitely.
My bad, Robert.
Now, where can people check y'all out at?
Well, you can check me out at perfectpeace.com and at willowlxd.com.
And if you want to see me sometimes, you can go to Twitch and check out Get Off My Lawn Hip Hop. Get Off My Lawn Hip Hop Lonarchy Show. I sometimes visit on there. And every now and then, I'll slide up in the sports block with Riddock. But I will be starting a new production podcast with my man, Brother Nevis, coming through probably on this Wednesday coming up. We'll have some details for you next week.
All right, and y'all already know how y'all can get at me. It's your boy, Stash Madison, a.k.a. Big Preem. And we are the world-famous Closet Junkies. Y'all can check us out at theclosetjunkies.com. We are the official and only brand of hip-hop, born from hip-hop, raised by hip-hop, for hip-hop. You know what I mean? Y'all can check us out Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok,
all over the place.
Literally, like I said, the world famous Closet Junkies. Y'all know what it means. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy Stash Madison. We are out of here. Holla at your boy. Y'all be safe. One love. Hope y'all went to vote. Obviously y'all did, because that dumbass nigga is not in office anymore. Okay, I don't want to get into that. That just was some wild shit. But y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. We out of here. Love y'all. Peace.
W-K-Y-A.